You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the Wire team, we're worrying about the housing crisis that parts of New Zealand are facing. Today we're talking about ghost homes, a term coined to talk about unoccupied houses.
Earlier this month, political activist John Minto and his Christchurch Progressive Network released a proposal to create an empty home tax modelled on the one that Vancouver in Canada has adopted. And so the press release reads that an empty homes tax could save tens of millions in the fight against homelessness. On the 4th of May, the New Zealand government announced its intention to spend $100 million New Zealand dollars for emergency housing, and also its intention to spend $37 million dollars into motel accommodation, so temporary accommodation for homeless. And according to John Minto, this is a waste of taxpayers' dollars, and this is what he said when he was interviewed by Radio Live a few weeks ago.
Taxpayer that is subsidising those landlords who are refusing to let their houses on the market, because we've got a government which is spending tens of millions of dollars in providing motel accommodation. It's worth people's while, you know, to simply live off the capital gain rather than rent out homes. And I think, you know, because we've got that big distortion, we need to bring in a tax like an empty homes tax, which would help to rebalance it in favour of the taxpayer.
So John Minto claims that 33,000 homes in Auckland are empty, and he gets his number from the 2013 nationwide census. Unfortunately, the latest available figures while we wait for the results of the 2018 one. And so the census showed that there were about 185,000 unoccupied homes in the whole of New Zealand at the time of the census, and 33,000 in Auckland alone. Now, it would be wrong to assume that all of these houses are indeed empty, or were, I guess, at that time. You know, roughly a quarter of those were actually put in this category because all of the occupants were away at the time of the census, and also that figure doesn't include houses that were under renovation or on sale or waiting for new tenants. So that in Auckland, we're actually closer to 20,000 homes not being lived in or rented or renovated, and so being empty. And bearing in mind that those figures are 5 years old.
So which areas here are actually more affected?
Well, primarily what you could call batch towns. So data suggests that regions like Northland and Marlborough and cities like Tauranga have a proportionally higher vacancy rate. Homeowners in these areas are more likely to prefer short-term rentals like Airbnb to long-term ones, and as they can just get a lot more money for it, and potentially less trouble having to deal with tenants. And so if we look at Airbnb figures in New Zealand, we can use Queenstown as a case study. Yeah. There's about 20,000 homes in that city, and the latest data from Infometrics in 2017 showed that there were about 2,000 Airbnb listings, so that's about 10%. Now, obviously, all these listings are not necessarily like entire house, full-time Airbnb listings, but it still shows that there's quite a few houses that are left unoccupied, at least by rental. By tenants, I guess. And even if we just go closer to home, if you talk to people who work on Waiheke Island or they try to live there, they often struggle to find accommodation. It's the same thing in Mangawhai. I have a friend of mine that spent weeks looking for a place to stay that wasn't a short-term rental. And so a report by Auckland Council published in March actually showed that in 2017, there's about 1,200 homes that were full-time listings taken off the residential market on Airbnb. And on Waiheke Island, these full-time listings represented 16% of the island's rental stock.
It's crazy. Even if you go down to like Whangamata, any Coromandel town, in like this time of year, or May or June, it's just empty. It's nothing.
And so anyone who would want to find accommodation in this area would be confronted to like high-priced short-term rentals. And so where was I? These short-term rentals are not the only thing that are keeping those homes out of the market. As a potential for capital gain means that investors are buying houses for the sole purpose of making money and do not need tenants to pay a mortgage, so that means a lot of houses are being juggled with and never get inhabitants in. Data shows that wealthiest neighbourhoods in Auckland tend to have a higher vacancy rate. So I'm thinking Parnell, Bremwira, Stanley Bay, Herne Bay, they are all disproportionately represented in these statistics. And it also happens to be areas where the value of houses is impressively high and the prospects of capital gain in months.
So what does the government think of this? What's their position?
Well, when the figure came out in 2014, Phil Twyford, who is now Housing and Urban Development Minister, he said he was rather appalled by it. But now he says the government is not considering an empty homes tax at this stage and is rather focusing on cracking down offshore speculators. Like I said, there might be some sort of a link between the two. But yeah, all the energy is being put apparently on sort of like taking down the whole capital gain investment, investment thing. And Twyford also blames the previous national government for what he calls a proliferation of ghost homes, and he puts it all down to offshore investors.
Mm. So how would the tax work?
Well, we have a very good example, which is the city of Vancouver in Canada.
Mm.
They implemented that vacancy tax last year, and because they had a census in 2016 that basically showed that there's about 25,000 unoccupied or non-resident occupied homes, which is actually rather similar to that of Auckland. And Vancouver was and still is experiencing a housing shortage, also driven up by overseas speculators, partially, and also sees their houses, the value of their houses averaging. It is about the equivalent of, $1.5 million New Zealand dollars. So yeah, we're pretty similar about that. So they just decided to have this vacancy tax, and here is what the town hall website says about it.
If you own a home in Vancouver that is left empty or is only occupied some of the time, you may be charged a 1% tax on its value. But if your home is being used as a principal residence or is rented out for at least 6 months of the year, you won't be taxed. There are also exemptions. For example, if your home is under construction, was bought or sold during the year, or there are strata restrictions on renting, you don't have to pay the tax.
Yeah, so as you can hear, there are conditions to this tax. But within this year, in 2018, the first time that they had data to show how much money they had made from this tax, they had collected from this tax. And so they collected 30 million Canadian dollars. That's about 34 million New Zealand dollars. And all of this money is apparently going to go towards affordable housing, building affordable housing. So it's pretty close to what the New Zealand government is going to spend here on temporary motel rooms for the homeless, which was about 37 million New Zealand dollars. Also, only 3,300 properties in Vancouver ended up having to pay the tax, which is not a lot if you look at the 25,000 that were listed as unoccupied. And each property, on average, paid about $10,000 Canadian dollars on tax. And so it's hard to say how many houses ended up being rented to avoid paying that tax, but either way though, it kind of feels like a win-win. Either the ghost homes are being rented or the tax is being collected and will benefit affordable housing for those in need. So I think it's something that is actually worth looking into.
I think so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.